Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey there, this is Brittany Luce from NPR's It's Been a Minute. KQED's podcasts like The Bay, Bay Curious, Mind Shift, Right Nowish, and more all tell the stories of the Bay and beyond with reliable, human-centered journalism. They aim to inspire, make you think, entertain, and expand your understanding of the place you call home. Here's how you can support podcasting at KQED.
Showing your support is easy, and you can join Brittany in supporting KQED Podcast too at donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.
From KQED.
At a recent checkup at Kaiser, a nurse suggested that although I'm not eligible for the COVID vaccine yet, I could come to the clinic at closing time to see if I could get a leftover shot. She said I could even bring my daughter, who isn't a Kaiser member. It didn't work, but I still left feeling amazed. Yes, there have been problems around the vaccine rollout, but let's focus for a minute on the fact that all Americans are getting healthcare without having to worry about deductibles, co-pays, in-network, or pre-authorization. It doesn't matter if they have an HMO, PPO, HSA, or even who their insurer is. And there won't be a surprise bill later. Can you imagine trying to do this through our regular healthcare system? I can. During my husband's 10-year battle with cancer, we also had to battle a system whose goal often seemed to be to deny him care. With treatment options running out, my husband's doctor got permission for compassionate care use of a new drug. That meant that the manufacturer would give it to him for free. However, our insurance company declined to pay for it to be infused. After he passed, I got a big fat bill for the ambulance that brought him home to die because I failed to secure pre-authorization. Our healthcare system is not just overly complex, it is inhumane. The vaccine rollout is letting us experience a healthcare paradigm that's not based on profit, but on the fact that none of us can be assured of being healthy until all of us are. Let's not let this moment go to waste. The pandemic showed us how closely the economic health of our nation is tied to the health of our people. Let's design a healthcare system to take care of all of us, always, for the good of our country. With a perspective, I'm Lynn Bruno.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman, and Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over four decades, online at lchb.com.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman, and Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Avery Trufelman, host of Articles of Interest, and I've got to say, I've been a fan of KQED ever since I was a little kid, and I would come out to San Francisco to visit my grandma. It was just what we'd always turn on every time we got in the car, every time we were making dinner and turning on the radio. It was always KQED. And then over the years, I've become a massive fan of KQED podcasts because this is local reporting at its best. These are answers to questions you've always wanted to know, interviews with exciting, unusual voices, necessary journalism, all told with love and care and artistry. And did you know that a majority of KQED's funding actually comes from members? It's just people like you and me supporting the programs they love, while also getting access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want to sign up and be a part of this amazing community, visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to become a member today. That's podcasts with an S. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.